The second advent. And Enoch also, the seventh from Adam, prophesied of these, saying, Behold the Lord cometh. Behold the Lord cometh with 10,000s of his saints. Jude 14. Kepler, the great astronomer, resolved to discover the laws of planetary motion. Toiling for 8 years and after 20 experiments, he finally discovered that the stellar worlds move not in a circle, but in an ecliptical arch round two foci. When he flung up his arms and cried, O Almighty God, I am thinking thy thoughts after thee. In much the same way, God plans in human history, God's plan in human history revolves round two advents of the eternal Son to this earth. The rapture of the church is something different, which takes place before the Lord's return to earth. In the rapture, the Lord comes for his elect bride, which is a message of sweet comfort for his believing people, and which takes place before the day of wrath in his second advent. Notice three remarkable prophecies of the second advent. That of Enoch in Jude 14 to 17. Enoch was the seventh generation from Adam, yet knew of the Lord's second advent to earth. He spoke of him coming with 10,000 saints, which he did not do in his first coming, and also that he would come to execute judgment upon all the ungodly, which he did not do in his first advent. Second, that of Job in Job 19, 24 to 26. Job no doubt lived before Abraham, and his book is generally regarded as the first book of Holy Scripture. He speaks of the Lord as his kinsman redeemer. He declares he shall see him stand at the latter day upon the earth, and that he himself, in his flesh, that is, of his new body, that he shall see God. Thirdly, that of Zechariah, in chapter 14 and verse 4. Zechariah says that the Lord in his second advent will put his feet, that his feet shall stand in that day upon the Mount of Olives, a specific point on the earth. It is the place from which he ascended, Acts 1:12. And as he went, so shall he come. Those are three remarkable prophecies from Enoch, Job, and Zechariah. Now there are three celestial signs of his second advent. First, the heavenly bodies are to be in distress. The sun became black as sackcloth of hair, and the moon became as blood, and the stars of heaven fell into the earth. Revelation 6, 12 and 13. This is part of the sixth sealed judgment during the tribulation period. Joel also mentions this. The heavens shall tremble, the sun and the moon shall be dark, and the stars shall withdraw their shining. And I will show wonders in the heaven and in the earth, blood and fire, and pillars of smoke. Joel 2, verses 10 and 30. Secondly, a sign in the heaven. Matthew 24 and verse 30. And there shall appear the sign of the Son of Man in heaven. Augustine, Jerome, Erastus, and Luther believed it would be the sign of the cross. The scripture does not say what the sign is. But apparently, there is to be some special sign. Thirdly, the casting into the earth of demonic presences. In that day, the Lord shall punish the host of the high ones that are on high. Isaiah 24 and verse 21. That old serpent called the devil and Satan, which deceiveth the whole earth, he was cast out into the earth, and his angels were cast out with it. Revelation 12:9. No wonder it is written, woe to the inhabitants of the earth and of the sea. Revelation 12 and verse 12. Now there are three terrestrial signs. First, the appearance of the two beasts. Revelation 13. The first is out of the sea, which means from among the Gentile nations. Evidently the head of the revived Roman Empire. The second is out of the earth, which points to Israel. And this will be the false prophet, the willful king, having two horns like a lamb, a counterfeit of Christ. But he speaks as a dragon. Verse 11. Secondly, the great tribulation. Luke 21 and verse 25. The distress of nations with perplexity, the sea and the waves roaring. Then shall be the great tribulation. Matthew 24:21. This is to bring to an end the Gentile rule of world dominion by God's destroying judgment and for the chastisement of Israel, to bring them through to the recognition of Christ as their Messiah, and thus to their salvation. Romans 11, verse 26, all Israel shall be saved. Thirdly, the destruction of the apostate church. Revelation 17:1. Come hither, I will show the judgment of the great whore that sitteth upon many waters. And the 10 horns which thou sawest upon the beast, these shall hate the whore, and shall make her desolate and naked, and shall eat her flesh, and burn her with fire. Revelation 17 and 16. Those are three terrestrial signs. The appearance of the two beasts, the great tribulation, and the destruction of the apostate church. Then there are three spiritual portents. First, the gospel of the kingdom shall be preached in all the world. Matthew 24 and verse 14. This you see in Revelation 7. Is the fruit of the witness of the 144,000 from the tribes of Israel, who were sealed with the mark of God so that Antichrist could not destroy them. The resultant ingathering was a great multitude which no man could number, of all nations, kindreds, peoples, and tongues. Revelation 7 and verse 9. Second, the filling up of the cup of iniquity. In the Old Testament days, judgment was suspended because the iniquity of the Amorites was not yet full. Genesis 15 and 16. But in the last days, that cup will be full to overflowing, so that iniquity shall abound, and anarchy and moral turpitude prevail. Thirdly, a spiritual remnant shall enter the millennial kingdom. I will bring a third part, that is of Israel, through the fire, and I will say, it is my people. And they shall say, the Lord is my God. Zechariah 13 and verse 9. Israel will be the head and not the tail, the administrators of our Lord's earthly kingdom, and the instructors of all Gentiles who shall enter that kingdom. Isaiah chapter 2 and verse 3. Those three spiritual show of portents. The gospel of the kingdom preached in all the world, the filling up of the cup of iniquity, and a spiritual remnant to enter the millennial kingdom. Now there are three ends to be accomplished. First, the bringing to an end of Gentile world dominion. Then was the iron, the clay, the brass, the silver, and the gold, the image of Gentile world dominion, broken in pieces together, and became like the chaff of the summer threshing floors, and the wind carried them away, and no place was found for them. Second, the salvation of Israel. All Israel shall be saved. As it is written, there shall come out of Zion the deliverer, and shall turn away ungodliness from Jacob. Romans 10:26. Thirdly, the establishment of the millennial kingdom. There were great voices in heaven saying, the kingdoms of this world are become the kingdoms of our Lord and of his Christ, and he shall reign forever and forever. Three ends to be accomplished. The bringing to an end of Gentile world dominion, the salvation of Israel, and the establishment of our Lord's millennial kingdom. Such will be the advent, the second advent of our Lord Jesus Christ to this earth. Now listen to the words of Lewis Hensley. Thy kingdom come, O God, thy rule, O Christ, begin. Break with thine iron rod the tyrannies of sin. When comes the promised time that war shall be no more, oppression, lust, and crime shall flee thy face before? We pray thee, Lord, arise, and come in thy great might. Revive our longing eyes, which languish for thy sight. O'er heathen lands afar, thick darkness broodeth yet. Arise, O morning star, arise, and never set. Lewis Hensley. Amen. And amen.